This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, another topic this hour that's going to just, people are going to love to rail on. This is one of those topics that, you know, they pull at your heartstrings, they tell you how wrong you are and how bad you are and the garbage that you're filling up people with, and it's just craziness. Vaccinations. We're going to get deep into vaccinations for your kids. Should you be vaccinating your kids? You know, what should you do? If you want to protect your children and you believe in vaccinations, what are you willing to do to protect them? What are you willing to do to make sure that you're doing the right thing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there to get involved. Now, I'll have, after the first break, Del Bigtree's going to join me. He was, notice I said was, an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. Now, Dell's focusing his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines so that no child has been an accepted casualty of our vaccine, I mean the national vaccine program. And some of the things he'll let you know about. His movie started to take on. He's got Robert Kennedy on his side. He's got many other senators and congresspeople on his side with this. But you can't let them pull at your heartstrings. You got to have facts. Don't look at your child. You know, I'm looking at some of the information, depending on who puts it out and where. You know, our vaccine killing our kids. It's called a bot movie. They try to make it look like that, you know, people speaking out against vaccines don't like your kids. They don't like the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want them making all kinds of money. There was a group, there was a website, and they called themselves, you know, it was an African-American website. And they said, well, the reason that people are trying to stop vaccinations from happening, you know, government paid for, backed, whatever, vaccinations was because we hated black people. Because apparently, vaccinations only protect black people. You see how crazy and stupid this gets after a while? And we got to start calling this stuff out for what is you. Look at, I don't believe everything the doctor says just because the doctor says it. Or the pharmacist, or. How many people have been killed because somebody's mixed up medicine, the doctor really didn't hear what you said, or he misdiagnosed you? How often do you hear that one? Right, and some of these vaccines are causing the actual problem that they're supposed to be vaccinated against. So I'm going to leave it for him because he can speak to it. I just go around in circles. I want to get back to a story I started and didn't finish. That was a story about Iceland. We have a country that has decided that the Down syndrome kids are not. Yeah, let me rephrase this. You have a country that's decided that the way to eliminate Down syndrome. Because kids with or humans, young people with Down syndrome are a problem, They're a pox on society, so it's really simple. They'll just kill them. Yeah, go ahead. Let that sink in. And I was joking about it before, in a serious way, saying, well, look, Iceland now has become the first country, and CBS News actually congratulated them for doing this. And so you've got Iceland now. So should we boycott trips to Iceland? Don't you think we ought to do that? I mean, don't we believe in humanity of all? Protecting all children? Are they not children? Because I'll tell you what, in this country, anytime you even mention, think, or insinuate that you're going to take something away from a young child, you're going to hurt a young child, changes everything, doesn't it? And CBS tweet says that Iceland is on pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome through abortion. How's that? You mean eliminate humans with defects is what she means. One of the doctors, I can't even pronounce her name, I'm sorry. She was asked, in America, I think some people would be confused about people calling this our child. Saying a prayer or saying goodbye or having a priest come in because to them, abortion is murder. Actually, to a lot of us, abortion is murder. The one woman says that the doctor says, we don't look at abortion as murder. We look at it as a... You ready for this? You ready for this, Tim? If you're driving, pay attention. We look at it as a thing that we ended. These people are serious. A thing. When I squish the bug, that's a thing we ended. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, a thing we ended? She goes on to say, we ended a possible life. It's alive. What do you mean, a possible life? We ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication preventing suffering for the child and for the family. Man, have you ever seen some of these Down syndrome kids? Have you ever seen the families that they're in? How it changes the family? How often do you see a Down syndrome kid when he or she is with their loving family? How many of them are miserable? How many of them look unloved, uncared for? But they're saying they want to prevent the child and the family from suffering. You know what? I don't know how cold you can be. We're going to be started. Because I won't have time to finish it. For them, it's a very black and white thing, they said. This is the only way to allow families not to suffer, and for children not to have to suffer their whole life. Maybe they should sit down with some adult Down syndrome people, humans, and find out how they would feel about it. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Life. We'll be back in a few minutes. Del Bigtree joins me on vaccine. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN.com. GCNLive.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right to the guests, because I don't want to waste his time. I think you guys are going to love him. You've loved him before when I've had him on. Let's just get informed, okay? Get your notepad out. Seriously. I mean, if it actually worked, would that even be better? It's just amazing. Well, Del Bigtree's going to join me as soon as the system decides to work properly. And we're going to talk about vaccine, you know, vax or anti-vax. I know a lot of you go crazy with this. You start talking about how all the other kids get sick. Always boggled my mind that we haven't figured out yet that... Let me see if this works.
With all this conversation around vaccination, non-vaccination, wouldn't you believe, or wouldn't you want to believe, that the doctors have your best interest in mind when it comes to your children, and even your own health, for that matter? And all these pharmaceutical companies that we keep talking about, they're out there for the greater good, aren't they? Because they're definitely not out there for the bottom line, right? They're just out there for the greater good. But, I only get bits and pieces of this doing what I do every day. I don't focus on any one issue, obviously. And I bring in people that work around this on a daily basis, that know more about this than I do. And for that fact, many of you on Facebook who think you're a Facebook pharmacist or what have you, you really need to get the information. You really need to be honest with yourself and be willing to get both sides of the story so you understand really what's going on. So I have Del Bigtree on the line with me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed. And Vaxxed exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now Del is focusing all his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents. And Del, first of all, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
I really appreciate you having me, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
And this is a triple aisle issue. I always say it's right side, left side, and anybody in the middle. I'm on a school board. I can't tell you how many parents are hitting me up saying, "What can you do about this? What can we do about this? Can the school?" And I'm going, "Wait a minute. This is at your state legislative level. This is where the guys getting the big bucks are having to deal with this. And parents at every level are concerned with this. This isn't a right-wing conspiracy whacktoid idea, right? What got you into this?"
Well, what got me into this was science. I mean, I was a producer on a medical talk show. I spent 6 years celebrating the best that medicine has to offer. Greatest surgeons, greatest new techniques, lasers, you name it, we got to cover it on The Doctors. And then I came across the story of Dr. William Thompson. We have a whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control, which is arguably the most important health agency in the world, saying we're committing scientific fraud in here, and that we know that certainly the MMR vaccine, we believe 5 scientists sat in a study, saw that it was causing autism, and we hid that from the public. I mean, that's what Vaxxed is about. It's now a worldwide phenomenon as a film, but that scared me to death, because when you believe in medicine, you believe in doctors, and you work on a show that's celebrating medicine the way we were, and then you find out, I think the foundational, one of the biggest foundational principles of medicine is that vaccines are safe and effective. And when you find out that the most important group, the most important government agency that has been putting out that idea is lying, then you have a major problem. And that began my journey. I made that movie. I'm excited about how well it's done, but I've continued to research. That was one vaccine, one study. Now, wow. I've spent 2 years investigating nothing but the vaccine program, nothing but the scientific studies. When they tell us that, this has been extensively tested, vaccines don't cause autism, vaccines aren't causing autoimmune issues, I can tell you now, without a shadow of a doubt, as someone that has simply just done my research and actually opened up the studies they're pointing to, they are lying. They are lying. I'm not saying that doctors are lying. Doctors are simply repeating a lie and not doing their own research. They've been lied to like everybody else, and we all have been a part of what is going to be one of the greatest cover-ups. This is like the Salem witch trials. Here in California, they're going after doctors writing medical exemptions. We will look back at this like the witch trials. This is insanity. This is a takeover of an industry of our government. The pharmaceutical industry has made advertising points that our media has sold us to make us terrified of infectious disease, while we are creating one of the biggest autoimmune and neurological disease crises of our times. I know that when we finally get real science happening, you are going to see that vaccines have created more health problems than they ever fixed.
Wow. I'll tell you where you caught me. You did an interview here with me about 6 months ago, and I'll tell you where you caught me. You got me when you were talking about the kids' vaccines and, how they give a boatload at a time, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 every time a child goes in there for the first year of life. And you said, do you realize that the child has no real immune system for 3 years? And I'm thinking, okay, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not a doctor. I have no degree in anything, that has to do with medicine. But that, to me, is kind of common sense. You're shoving things in this young baby's body, and it has no way to fight it off. And you really hit home with that. Explain that to people.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit, it's more specifically the first year of life.
Right.
A baby really has no memory immune system. Their bodies don't remember the event of creating immunity. So when you're vaccinating that whole first year of life, in fact, top heads of our health departments have been asked over the years, why do we give a Hep B vaccine? Why are we vaccinating the first year of life when we know that a baby's body can't create the immunity needed? It's not going to happen until two and really three. Three years old is when you have a fully established immune system. And the response usually from top scientists is, we're training the parents to show up for vaccines. That's why we're vaccinating early that first year of life, because it really doesn't work. And what, you know, and then you look at the dangers of the vaccine in children that small, and you can really, you know, lose your mind over this stuff. But what I want to say is, it doesn't take a genius. I think everybody that walks into a doctor's office, at least most people that are, you know, breathing and really have blood pumping through their veins, something feels wrong about vaccinating this day one old baby, you know, with a hepatitis B vaccine. To go in at 2 months and give six or seven vaccines at one time, to go in at 4 months and do the same thing again, six or seven vaccines, to go in at 6 months. Why? I mean, think about what I want to say is, can you imagine a greater product? If you're going to be an entrepreneur and you want to come up with a product, how about this for an advertising plan? I think they all sat in around a room and says, how do we sell more vaccines? Well, let's do this. Let's tell everybody the only way our product works is if every single person alive uses it. Otherwise, it's useless. Otherwise, 1%, 2% don't use it, it doesn't work. So, okay, great. So we can get the government involved and we can force everybody on the planet to use our product, which, by the way...
There you go. Let's get everybody, let's get the government involved. You know how that works out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll be back in a minute. You've got to come back. We're talking about vaccinations. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me get back to my guest. This stuff is way too important. Not get right back to you with it. All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is, because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time in the intro. He's got so much information and we have so little time. Now, Del, you were talking about how what a great marketing / Ponzi scheme the pharmaceutical companies have, because they get the government in bed with them, they get our legislators in bed with them, and this stuff is forced on us. And these are dangerous drugs that are forced on us, right?
Yes. I mean, look, every other drug, I mean, we have arguments about should we fast track a cancer drug or an AIDS drug onto the market because people are dying. And so we want to sort of lighten up on the regulations around that. Well, there are no regulations around vaccines. They are fast tracked onto the market like we would dream an AIDS drug would be. But think about this. This is a product that's injected into perfectly healthy children. There's no crisis. They're not sick and dying of a deadly disease no one has a cure from. They are totally healthy. And so of all the products you would ever fast track on the market, why would it be the one being injected into already perfectly healthy children? That makes no sense. And when you say it's dangerous, you're damn right it's dangerous. And you don't have to take my word for it. Every time someone repeats, oh, vaccines are safe and effective, I say this. We have a VAERS reporting system. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Every doctor is supposed to report when a child has a seizure after a vaccine or develops a neurological disorder or loses the ability to walk or talk. Well, that system was put in place because we took liability away from the pharmaceutical industry. This is really the only product in America that you cannot sue the company that made it when it destroys your life. You can't sue them, so they're protected by this 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. Now, Our government saw how problematic that would be. I mean, lawsuits is one of the only things that keeps a natural pressure on an industry to make a better product. If you take away that liability and you cannot sue them, then what makes them do the appropriate safety studies? What makes them do the right research? What makes them take a product that's already out there and make it better? Seatbelts get better and better. Car seats get better and better. Cars get safer and safer. The only thing not evolving in this nation and in the world are vaccines. It's still 100-year-old technology because who cares if it kills you or injures you? You can't sue us. Well, this VAERS reporting system, the government said, it's going to be really problematic, you know, to take away liability. We better have a way to monitor if a vaccine has gotten on the market that maybe is dangerous. Well, this vaccine reporting system in 2016 alone had 59,000 reports of injury on it by doctors that said my patient was injured after a vaccine. 59,000 reports. Now, you want to really get scared. Health and Human Services, which is the mothership of all of our health departments, under HHS is what we call it, is CDC, FDA, National Institute of Health. They're all under HHS. And HHS did a study years ago, and what they came forward and said that we believe the VAERS reporting system is only capturing 1% of the total injuries because doctors are not using it. No one's using this passive reporting system. They don't get in trouble if they don't report the injury. And why would a doctor be incentivized to report injuries? Because it's going to look bad on his office or her office. It's going to look bad on vaccines. It's going to make it hard for them to say to people, vaccines have this great track record. So they just don't report the injuries. So think about this. So we've gone from, I think it's actually 56,000 reported injuries in 2016. If what our own health departments are saying is true, that that's only 1%, that means there's 5.6 million injuries last year. 5.6 million people were injured by vaccines, and yet they want us to worry about the potential that some, you know, leukemia patient or cancer patient could catch a disease from an unvaccinated kid. There's no report of that happening. You've never seen that news story. It's a hypothetical problem, but we don't care about the 5.9 million people who were killed or injured last year by the vaccines themselves. We don't care. That's an accepted casualty. We don't even want to talk about that. Well, that's all I am here to talk about. I'm here to talk about one of the most dangerous products on the market, and unfortunately, it's a product we've been told is there for our health.
Wow, I'm still looking at those numbers, and I'm trying to figure out how this information. I mean, do you know how much? Well, you do know the amount of money that must be going through the hands of these, you know, pharmaceutical companies and with the legislators and what have you. It's got to be staggering for them to be able to keep it this quiet, for them to be able to keep it from getting out the way it should be out there, right? I mean, you deal with legislators all the time on this.
It's the number one lobby in America. When we talk about a corrupted political system and the money in our politics and how the voters' votes don't count anymore, it's simply the money paying for these senators and congressmen and presidents to be elected. Well, think about the most money they are getting is from the pharmaceutical industry. It used to be oil and gas or energy. Energy is being outspent 2-to-1 by the pharmaceutical industry. And I assure you, it's not to sell you more OxyContin. It's to sell you the future of the vaccine program. There are 270 vaccines in the pipeline you haven't heard of yet. They're trying to pass laws that make sure that you have to take them because, as I pointed out, vaccines only work if everybody is on them. Okay, so they have this brilliant marketing strategy, and there are over 2,500 vaccine trials that have gone on over the last 5 years. This is the future of this industry. Every American is going to be lined up at least once a year and injected with unknown toxic chemicals and products that are forced on us by the government that is supposed to be protecting us. And who's deciding it? Why are they passing those laws? The people that are paying for them to be elected. It
no.
should not be more dangerous.
I just, you know, with my mother-in-law living with us and my wife looking up these flu shots and what have you, and we found out the amount of mercury in these flu shots when they're giving them to senior citizens. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's unbelievable. We're told to keep mercury away from our kids. We're told to keep it off your skin. Don't let it get into your system. And here we are actually injecting it into the bodies of the seniors. And it goes, you know, somebody's lying to someone. This isn't ignorance. You're not going to get me to buy this as ignorance. It's flat out somebody's lying to us because there's so much money involved in all of this. You know, you brought up the SB2 shot, SB2 bill here in California, and you said that something along the lines of what 300% waivers have gone up by 300% medical waivers.
Right.
Right. So
yeah.
I'm kind of confused by that. If this stuff is so good, so great, and is not dangerous, why would doctors give these waivers?
Yeah, I mean, look, SB 277 was the law passed in California. We're 1 year into this forced vaccination program. Children are being denied an education that they've been paid for with taxpayer money simply because they are not vaccinated. And, you know, with all the hate speech and all the fear of hate speech in this country, I say, if you catch yourself saying things like, get your damn kids vaccinated, or your kids are putting my kids at risk, you ought to look up some of the language Hitler used about the Jews. Dangerous, dirty kids, putting us all at risk. This is an advertising campaign that's been around for centuries, and you're an idiot if you're buying into it. What happened? There have always been a tiny percentage of people that live differently, that have a different opinion than others do about pharmaceutical products. There is this tiny percentage of people that have always decided to eat organic food, drink clear water, and raise their kids totally free of medical intervention as far as toxic chemicals are we're talking about.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, those people are dangerous? Now, what happened? Was there suddenly some like crisis? Did polio just sweep the nation? Were kids dying? No. None of that was happening. You had 150 people get measles at the Disneyland. And the worst outbreak ever was 644 people, I think, the year before in the United States, which actually the World Health Organization says in both of those instances are totally acceptable rates of natural measles inside of a fully vaccinated in a community. They still say they've eliminated measles from America, and don't worry about those numbers. Don't worry about them except when we want to scare you and take away your rights and make you pass laws that destroy your rights.
I know. It's such a game. Hey, listen, let's go for a quick break, and then we come back.
Okay.
I want to hit more on this, though. I want to hit you. You have Robert Kennedy on your side, and I want to talk about that when we come back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Heat up the coffee. Come on back. You got to hear this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Jerome Senior Host. Let's finish up the segment here, but I have a comment from one of you in the chat room. If you believe that the government is totally honest with us when it comes to Big Pharma, when you look at the biggest lobbying power in D.C., is Big Pharma. And you can actually look at yourself and say, the government's never lied to us. They've never led us astray. Why would money influence them? Because if you're going to say money doesn't influence them, you have to say that everywhere. And I got some swampland in Florida I want to tell you. If you really believe that there's absolutely no issues here, that in and of itself is scary. You're saying that Big Pharma and government are perfect. Good luck with that.
All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is, because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on the intro. He's got so much information, and we have so little time. Del Bigtree is joining me, and he was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors. We got to interact a lot with people who actually had a clue, instead of some of my Facebook doctors, my Facebook pharmacists that are out there and who love to tell me. Del, I could go through this whole thing, but last time I had you on the show, you can only imagine the emails and the things that people were saying to me. And, you know, I don't have the information you have. I haven't dealt with these people like you have. My simple question was always the same thing. If these vaccinations work, if they actually work the way the doctors and the pharmacists and the pharmaceutical companies say they work, why is it that, you know, my kid in a class of 30 who isn't vaccinated can you know, reap the plague on everybody? It's never made any sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, and that was an argument that lasted for really, like I said, a century. People said, look, if your vaccines work, don't worry about my child. But they finally came up with this concept of herd immunity. It's a manufactured concept from the ad departments of Merck and Sanofi Aventis, herd immunity. I will destroy herd immunity right here and now. Every idiot that screams herd immunity and that we've got to vaccinate every single child to protect that immunosuppressed child or keep the spread of disease down, well, you already have over 90%, usually 95% of children are all vaccinated. The CDC says that you have to have 95% vaccine uptake and immunity in order to create this herd immunity. But every idiot using that term as an adult, they aren't vaccinated. This is the point I make over and over again. It doesn't say that we need 95% of the schools to be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity. It's 95% of everybody, and everybody riding their cars listening to you right now. Everybody sitting at home in front of their computers, I want you to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? I haven't had a booster since I got out of high school. I'm 30. I'm 40. I'm 50. I am doing just fine. And how many Americans like me are there? I'll tell you how many. About half of America is currently unvaccinated. We aren't anywhere. We're not at 93% or 92% and trying to get to 95%. We're at like 55% vaccination rate. And the entire media is focused on our babies being vaccinated, but they don't care about the adults. That's the future agenda. This is all a part of how we're going to rob you of your freedom. First, we're going to get you to vaccinate every single infant alive and tell you that's herd immunity. And then you'll find out, oh my God, look, it, there's an adult schedule now on the CDC's website, and the pharmaceutical industry now wants to start vaccinating adults with the same products they've been giving kids every couple of years. Don't take my word for it. Look it up on the CDC website. Adult vaccination schedule coming to a theater near you. Wake up, America. We are being lined up by a government that is injecting us. Just think about that. If I told you 10 years ago that I want to move to a nation that force injects unknown products into its citizens at least once a year, would you say, boy, that's a country I got a race to live in? No, you wouldn't. And if you've ever done any reading of history, you never, ever, ever give your government that kind of power to literally violate your body and inject things into your bloodstream that you have no control over. That is a science fiction movie from hell, and I'm trying to reach my hand out and backslap you if you do not see that.
Now, Del, let's get something straight here, because I know what people are thinking. You're not one of my, right-wing, hardcore Tea Party, wackoids that I have on the show, right?
I am a progressive liberal who grew up in Boulder, Colorado. I have fought for environment, and I work directly all the time with Bobby Kennedy. Same thing, one of the great environmentalists of our time, a man who has simply been trying to get mercury, this toxic chemical that pollution is destroying our fish. A pregnant woman cannot eat a fish. Every time I've had an argument with one of my, far-right friends that are like, regulations, restrictions, we shouldn't have those. Really? Because you were able to eat a damn fish when you were a kid, and now my kids can't. Something's got to change. I believe in regulations. I believe we've got to stop industries from poisoning our food, poisoning our water. But this is the the same issue. I am blown away that somehow this is a far right issue. Now all of a sudden I'm speaking at like ultra right conventions and they're cheering with what I have to say. And I'm thinking, I've never been with you people. I believe in global warming. I believe that we are polluting our air. I think our kids have asthma. They are sick because we have let petrochemical companies take over every aspect of our life. And it's no different. Vaccines are petrochemicals. Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. These are things that we ban from every product except vaccines. We are injecting this literally into your bodies. And thank God someone as brilliant as Bobby Kennedy. I was just with him for 3 days last week shooting a video. We have a tool that we're going to show people how to use. It's a PowerPoint that lays out all of the facts of actual vaccine science. It is terrifying, and that will be coming out from World Mercury Project and Bobby Kennedy's group probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm actually working, my team's editing it. So I am working with Bobby. Any environmentalist that think, you know, that has somehow suddenly written Bobby Kennedy off as though he just lost his mind because he wants mercury out of, as you said, the flu shot. And by the way, he's broadened that now. Mercury got him in. Now he's looking at aluminum, which we all are. The right. Aluminum rates are through the roof. Studies across the world showing neurological disorders because of it, autoimmune disorders. This stuff, I mean, at the very least, it needs to be made safer. And what I can tell you, no safety testing or studying has ever gone on these products and never will. And we have heard that essentially Bobby and I have sat from some of the top heads of our health departments, and they stared us in the face and essentially said, we will never do any pre-licensing safety testing of our products, and we will never do a post-licensing surveillance study. Wow. We just simply were asking, we want a vaxxed versus unvaxxed study. You have databases of 10 million people on it. Please run the unvaccinated children. Are they as sick as the vaccinated children who, by the way, now suffer from autoimmune and neurological disorders? One in two kids in America now has a neurological or autoimmune disorder. One in six to seven is suffering a speech delay because of a neurological disorder. That is not the United States of America I grew up in. That is not my friends. That wasn't the elementary school I was in. Something has gone drastically, drastically wrong.
I'm always amazed. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but you look at some of the stuff, and you look at what's going on, and you say, you got to tie that back to X. This doesn't take a college degree to figure this out in some cases, you know? And Bobby, you know, to Bobby Kennedy's credit, his own people are disowning him, aren't they?
Yeah.
Legislators around him, lifelong Democrats, are going, you know what? He's whacked. Stay away from him.
I mean, look, the Kennedys are, I mean, being around him, his family, I mean, they're sort of the closest thing we have to a royal family in this country. I guess the Bushes you can consider in there, maybe the Clintons, and there's a few like that now. But he's born into a brand. He's born into a title. He's putting all of that at risk.
Yep.
He's putting a legacy at risk. Do you think he does that lightly? Do you think if he could get away from this topic, and I say the same thing, someone show me something I'm missing. I want out. I want out of discussing vaccines. I want to get back to my film and television career. I can't because this is such a critical issue. We are putting our careers on the line because of what we have seen. And this video that Bobby's going to be putting out, you will see why we are so passionate and you will see the truth. What we are speaking is the truth. It's not my opinion. It is all backed up by the scientific data or lack of scientific data.
But you know, Dell, I got to tell you, these guys are experts at this. When you watch these, when they come after the anti-vaxxers, if you would, you know, they come after guys like you, and, you know, I guess the African-American community feels like this is a big affront on them. We don't want these vaccinations because it hurts them the most. And then you see the attacks on moms. Why would you do this to your child? Don't you love your child? Don't you want your child to have every chance to succeed in life? Why wouldn't you give them these vaccinations? They're going, oh, my God. This isn't a science advertisement. This is a pull at the heartstrings advertisement. They're not stupid people.
No, no, they're not. And that's why Vax, I think, has been so problematic, because I worked for Pfizer. When I worked for the doctors, we had to write infomercials. We wrote flu scares. I learned how they think. I learned how they wrote their propaganda. And then I said, you know what? When I got together with Andy Wakefield and we made Vax, I said, here's the tools they use. Let's go ahead and show them what it looks like when it comes back the other direction. And that's why Vax has been such a major success. But this issue, you know, luckily people are waking up. We are winning every day. Thousands and thousands of people are coming over to the truth. They're doing their research. They're actually looking online. All I say to people is just look for the study. When they say there are studies that prove that autism is not caused by vaccines, or that vaccines are safe and effective, ask to look at those studies. And we're going to show you where to look. And that's what I do on my show. If you go to @DelBakery, you can follow me on Facebook. You can see that I have a talk show I'm doing once a week and interviewing scientists and doctors. People have got to wake up. This is the end. To me, this is the end of the
night. Now, you got
to
take a look. Take a look at his movies. Let's find out more about it. You've got to be informed, as I say, with everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host for Sooner Real Time on GCN Live.